Do you think of yourself as a non-smoker but still light up in the pub or over the weekend? The message from anti-smoking campaigns in Australia has long been that every cigarette is doing you damage. Still, the perception persists that a cigarette every now and again carries little or no risk compared to smoking every day. Research from the United States may overturn that by revealing exactly how much non-daily smoking increases your risk of death. Dr. Maki Inui Choi is an epidemiologist at the US National Cancer Institute in Bethesda, Maryland, and I spoke to her this morning.
Of course.
It's surprising that we don't know very much about this group of people who have moved from regular smoking to intermittent smoking.
Yes, that is really unfortunate that we don't know much about this smoking pattern, because non-daily smoking pattern was not common until recently, so the study hasn't been done much yet.
And what's the pattern that we're talking about?
Non-daily smoking is usually the smokers who smoke on some days but not other days. So some groups of people smoke only on weekends, but other people smoke maybe just one cigarette a day, but maybe like 5 or 6 days a week.
And how did you study it?
In this study, we looked at the data from a national sample of over 500,000 U.S. adults, and these people reported their smoking behaviors. We used the surveys from 1992 to 2011. And using reported smoking data, we assessed the risk of death among smokers compared with never smokers. We looked at death overall, and also we stratified by cause of death. So we looked at the risk for death by like cardiovascular disease and lung cancer as well.
And what did you find?
First of all, we found that life non-daily smokers, so these people smoked non-dailies in their lifetime, so they never smoked daily. These people had nearly twice the mortality risk than never smokers. And we saw this elevated risk of death with even 6 to 10 cigarettes per month, a lot lower than one cigarette per day. And we also found that smokers who reduced their smoking levels from daily to non-daily had lower mortality risk than daily smokers. And the risks were lower with longer time since reducing. But smokers who quit overall, so altogether, had even lower risk of death.
So just to summarize then, if you've only ever been a weekend smoker or smoked maybe a cigarette a day, 5 or 6 days a week, then you've got double the risk of dying compared to never smokers. If you cut down from, say, 10 or 20 cigarettes a day down to one a day or just a couple at the weekend, you've still got a higher risk of dying, but it's less than if you smoke a lot of cigarettes every day.
That's correct.
And one of the things that I've often talked about, and I just wanted to know whether you got it here, is I've often seen graphs saying the first 10 cigarettes are the most dangerous and then it evens off. So in other words, it's not a straight line, that even one or two cigarettes can be quite dangerous. Did you find a straight line here between total consumption, or was it a very steep rise and then it tailed off?
That's a good question, because there are lots of studies that showed the first cigarette has the most effect. We did kind of see the similar associations, but the challenge for us is there are not many people at the low level. So it's hard to say there was a biggest effect in the first category of the lowest level.
And the causes of death were not surprising? In other words, it was from smoking-related diseases, heart disease, lung cancer, stroke?
Yeah, we saw the strongest association for lung cancer and respiratory disease. But we did see a weaker but important association for other diseases such as cardiovascular disease and stroke and others.
So the bottom line here is that there's no safe level of smoking.
Yes, we did find, you know, reducing from daily to non-daily smoking does reduce your risk of death, but quitting has most benefit. So our main message is there is no safe level smoking, and all smokers of any level should quit.
Maki, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Maki Inui Choi is an epidemiologist at the US National Cancer Institute in Bethesda, Maryland.